This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Love Letters. They're coming up next.
Dave.
Let me tell you about a woman I have known. She lived over in England. She used to have the throne.
Queen Mum.
Beloved by all the Britons.
Queen Mum.
Her turn-ons were sunsets and kittens.
Wore a tiara, drove an old Fiero. Queen Mum.
Now that she's gone, I want to eulogize her. She lived so long thanks to the abdominizer.
Queen Mum.
Gave up bowling, I was told.
Queen Mum.
When she heard Camilla Parker bowl.
Love William and Harry. Thought Prince Charles was scary. Queen Mum.
At Diana's funeral, Elton sang a song. The Cavanettes and I, well, we're waiting by the phone.
Queen Mum.
English roses, all we heard.
Queen Mum.
As flowers go, for us, mum's the word.
Death has finally struck her. We're the cool Queen Mother.
Shut your mouth.
We're just talking about Queen Mum. Queen Mum.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Alsman at the news desk. There's Pat Godwin in the performance area.
Yes.
There's Josh Arnold. There's Hi. Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. And on the TV screen, it's Allie Breen from somewhere in America.
Yep. New York City.
Yes. I recognize that couch.
New York,
yeah, back in town.
That is some pillow you got there. That's a lot of polka dots. That's a lot of polka dots.
Some accoutrement.
I didn't mean that as a compliment. Okay.
I think it's very lovely. Yeah.
Is that right?
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
That's just give me the pillow that won't offend anyone. Just give me the brown, light brown, dark brown, sort of brown. Never mind.
Yeah, multicolored polka dots.
Shades of brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Pat with Shades of Brown song. Pat,
what you got?
I don't have anything.
Never mind. I'm kidding.
Well, this is where we discuss.
Allie's here to talk about relationships.
Yes.
All the shades of brown.
All the shades of brown.
And her couch is blue.
And her couch is blue.
I got nothing else. Hey, Chick, how about you?
I got even less.
Back to Allie Breen.
Hey, I think I should start saying this. We're not here to advise. We're just here to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people start thinking, oh, well, this is what I'm going to do. They told me to break up with Leonard, and by God, I did, and he jumped off a bridge. So let's just go right ahead. Allie, what's that first letter like?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend just moved in with me and he uses the bathroom with the door open and tries to talk to me while pooping.
How about that?
Well, also, he does it when he pees because apparently he sits when he pees.
Okay.
I asked him to please stop and he has, but the damage seems to be done as it's etched into my mind. What can I do?
Oh, no. You've asked him to stop and he has, but if you're still not really, you may not like this guy very much.
Yeah, this sounds like you're annoyed by the sound of him eating or breathing.
Exactly. I think something else.
You might be like annoyed by his presence.
Yeah, you've been around him too long. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, he solved the problem, and it still didn't work. Ooh.
And if you're really concerned about, it sounds like someone's masculinity, if they sit down or stand to pee, yeah, you've got more problems than this guy.
Don't worry about him sitting down to pee. That could be a polite thing where he just didn't want to, you know, make a mess, as guys can do.
Or just, nice. And if you're upset by the open door dumping, walk out of the room or whatever. I don't think.
Well, the problem's been solved, chick. But it's
he stopped doing the open door, but she still hates him.
Yeah.
It's one of those things when you realize someone does something. That they would do it if you asked them not to stop. I guess that's the issue. She's like, oh, God, but this is how he'd behave if I hadn't said anything. But so you're right. There's probably a big issue.
He actually changed, though. So
something else is happening.
If he didn't change, like a full narcissist, you know, he'd be like, you can smell my odor. I'm good enough. Those guys are out there. So, yeah.
Just think, be honest with yourself and go, is there something else really bothering me here?
Or just wait for that next thing to pop up because something will drive her insane in the next week or two and then she'll realize.
Blame it on that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Be like, you're just horrible.
I don't know why, but you're just horrible.
What else?
Throw some tears in. That'll help. Okay.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend likes to plan big surprises whenever he can. I hate it, and it gives me anxiety anytime it's close to my birthday or a holiday.
Okay.
He insists that I'm being shy and that everyone loves this kind of thing, and he won't listen to me when I tell him to stop. How can I drill this in his head?
Man, that is such a bummer.
This woman hates this guy.
No, she
good
she
God.
Hates, she hates it. She's told him she hates it, and he goes, no, you don't. Man, you know what? The next time this may sound weird coming from me, but this feels extreme. The next time he throws a surprise party for you, yell at him and walk out and don't come back in front of everybody.
Oh, wow.
And and she can go, look, I apologize, everybody, for this fit that I'm having. I have told him time and time again, I hate this. He doesn't believe me. Now I have to prove it. I'm gone. And leave.
I can't believe I'm adding to this, but I think you might be right. In a lot of cases like this, I don't think the guy believes the girl when she says stuff.
Right. That's what,
She really loves it. She loves it when I do this sort of thing. So make it clear to him that you are sincere in your desire to not have this happen anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the issue, you guys. If he really gets it in her head that he hates surprises and he's never going to do it again, then she will never expect the ultimate surprise.
That's hilarious, really.
Now there's no way. She yelled at me in front of her own
both
grandma.
Their
there's
element.
No way she That's thinks right. I'm going to do it again.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'd imagine if this girl hates surprises, too, it's really impossible to assert yourself in that way in front of a group of people to be like, this is the worst thing you've ever done. You know,
that's a good
I think
point.
That she's probably non-confrontational.
Good point, but she needs to be confrontational in this case. And this is to a larger point. Guys, listen to your woman. Mm-hmm. She's telling you. She's not giving you the, it's fine. She's not being coy. She's telling you, I don't like this. Take that for face value.
You can hear it in their voice, like, don't do anything for me, silly. I don't want that.
Well, that's that seems
playful.
Coy. Right,
but
exactly.
Like, no, I seriously, it gives me anxiety. I hate this.
Yeah.
Please do not do this.
Right.
She's not playing.
Listen, my gosh.
Yeah.
My gosh, God.
Holy hell, boyfriend.
My gosh.
I'd say in both cases, listen, because even if she's being coy about it, you have a perfect excuse to be like, you told me you didn't want me to do anything big for your birthday.
Absolutely.
I got you a box of chocolates. That's
mm-hmm. A box of chocolates. Yeah. Right.
Box of chocolates. All right. Dear Allie, my long distance fiance and I have been together for almost 6 years and I visit him most weekends. This was working well until his male cousin had a breakup and moved in with him. The cousin is nice, but contributes very little to the household, chores, or finances. And he watches TV till the wee hours of the morning, often keeping us awake, and insists on sleeping on the couch in the living room, even though he has a bedroom. Oh. My fiance complains about it, but won't address these issues and has no intention of asking him to move out. I love him, but I don't know if I continue going on like this. What should I do?
Watch You, Me, and Dupree. isn't that the exact plot?
Yeah. Is that?
Or it's real close,
that's
I think.
That's a good one, yeah.
Could you invite him to your place? Is that an easy solution, a temporary Band-Aid? If you can't go to his place because the cousin's there, can you say, hey, come to my place this weekend?
Yeah, I wonder why that hasn't been addressed. Huh. Tried. Interesting.
No, it has been. I cut this short. She has kids. She has kids at her place. So I don't know who stays with the kids on the weekends, but
leave them a bowl of milk and some food out, and the kids will be...
Oh, yeah, the cousin can watch him. There you go.
Leave the TV on. Yeah. They should do a house swap. Yeah, the cousin can go live at her house and take care of her kids. She can move in with her fiance.
I will say, though, you know, weirdo cousins who watch TV all day, you know who loves that guy? Kids. That guy can turn into a fun uncle real quick.
Kids like that.
Yeah, just get married, lock this guy down. You got a fun uncle right there.
Yeah.
A built-in fun uncle.
I mean, it does kind of seem like that's a possibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bring the kids. Let them hang out. Oh, boy.
Couldn't he at least tell him to just stay in his bedroom?
Of course.
I mean, that's not asking him to leave. It's just like, hey, leave the common area.
Right.
Yeah, a common area, you never realize how much you utilize a common area until you have company over and they are not leaving. That living room couch, that is valued real estate.
It really is, yeah.
I would love to know who the company is that doesn't leave. Does that seem like that has to get awkward on them at some point where you feel obligated to leave?
Some people don't have that. They don't have that.
Some people aren't aware. Chip.
Right.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Well, probably just going to have to burn the apartment down, leave the relationship. Sounds like nothing's going to work. Leave it in the past.
I don't have that problem with company. Don't you? I'm pretty assertive. I go, guys, I'm crashing. You got to go.
Yeah, since you told me that, you said pretty much get out. Have I been back to your home? No, I haven't.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I'm an idiot. That's right.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Well, we just saved a couple more lives. What else?
What else you got?
Dear Allie, my man never helps with our baby because he's always at work. But I found out that he sometimes isn't at work. He'll just go to a friend's house to watch TV and claim he's at work.
Oh, no.
He said that just happened once, the one time I caught him. But I don't believe him. And even once is too many times. Do I give him more chances?
Oh, no. You put that baby in the car and you hunt him down. And if he's at his friend's house, you just drop the baby off there. Make him take care of it.
With a bag of diapers.
Oh, absolutely. Big. Your turn.
Here's the thing. If she says she caught him once, does she really think he only did it that one time?
No, she's saying that she thinks it happened more times.
Yeah,
but
I believe
the guy.
You believe the guy?
That it's just once?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well, that is true, but
let's not get caught up in that. All right.
Huh. Why do you believe the guy? Why would you think it's just once?
Because I've gotten caught doing something, and it was the first time I did it, and it was the truth that I had only done it once. And
this really is like an onion. With every layer we're peeling, it stinks.
I've never cheated or anything like that. I really haven't, but it's just been, it was something semi-small, but she was annoyed, and so...
Yeah, but with the baby, it's like, give her a break. Just be like, hey, man, I got off work, and I'm going to go hang out with my friend for a little bit. I'll be back at this time. Yeah. But hiding
I agree.
It,
I think he could go, hey, I'm going to go over to Tony's, but I'll bring the baby with me. We can all hang out.
Right.
We can take a picture of the baby drinking a beer. It's going to be great.
It'll be funny, yeah.
Hilarious.
Poker. Put a backwards hat on him.
Yeah, exactly. Look, man, he's a little bro. Hey,
I mean,
bro.
Odds are the baby's just going to sleep, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Don't there babies sleep 23 and a half hours a day?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Wow. That's true. That's exactly true.
The long ones do.
That's a nice life.
They're not worth a damn unless they get all that sack time. Man, oh, man. Can you imagine? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Dear Allie, I work in a restaurant and I'm having an affair with my married manager.
That's right.
We tried to keep it a secret, but most of the staff knows. Lately, he's been super flirty with another waitress and I don't know what to do since I sound crazy demanding loyalty to a side chick. But that's actually not that crazy, right?
You're not special. You're not special. As soon as people found out, the thrill was over. He's moved on. That sucks for you. Wow. Don't sleep with the married manager. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Am I right? Did he not just move on?
That's enough.
I think, this is tough.
That's going to turn into Fatal Attraction, I bet, where she's going to be like, oh, I'm going to tell your wife if you're going to sleep with some other waitress. Don't you think? It doesn't
sound
like it's
a relaxed doesn't sound all that irrational to me. Does she sound, I mean, I...
Yeah, he kind of sounds like a jerk. Just
right.
She should go and say, no, thank you. And,
yeah.
No, I don't think a side chick is allowed to get mad about infidelity. If you're already a part of infidelity, you can't get mad about it.
But she's already. But I, what I'm saying is that she doesn't sound like she can't help that she's mad. She sounds like she's trying to be reasonable here, going, I know it's weird that I get mad, that I'm getting mad, but I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you know how it's happened. You know how it happened with you. So it's, of course you're upset.
Right.
He's probably doing it with others.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Totally. I didn't mean you're not special. You're probably a delightful lady. But the situation, he's treating all these.
Yeah I say bail.
Mm-hmm.
Go. There are plenty of other restaurants, and particularly now, looking for good people. So find a new place. Find a new married manager.
As a matter of fact, you might want to look at ZipRecruiter. I think.
Sure. Yeah, I think you just need to get out of it. If he wants somebody else, you're better. You don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, try not to. Also, don't try not to be with married men.
Yeah. that's what I was going to say. No one's ever upset about the wife. It's the other side chicks. That's such a sad situation.
It is really sad for the wife, yes.
How awkward when the wife comes in to eat, though. Because you know she does.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And she has to serve her?
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, God forbid it's the wife's birthday, and then the whole staff has to come sing out, and then she's making eye contact. Happy, happy birthday. I mean, that's...
Unless the poor bastard married a gargoyle, then...
That's, I mean, look, yeah, we...
When they get divorced, you don't say sorry. You go, way to go, brother! Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Some people do deserve to be cheated on, don't they?
Wow.
Not for being ugly, but for being
everything
monstrous.
Deserves
for
everything
for pooing with the door
else.
Open.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. That might be a cause.
Godwin's been very quiet during all this because he's guilty of everything we've discussed.
I know. I am going to have to take the fifth here.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Including the door open situation, Pat?
No, with the door open while flirting with married waitresses.
At work.
Have you had a chance to go on the Bob and Tom socials, Allie, and check out Pat Godwin's bed that he put a picture of? His bedroom up on the... Yeah. It's...
No. Is it like a crib? Really, like where the magic happens?
Oh, it's really, like a crib. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a crib, all right.
It's like,
more like a bassinet.
Yeah. Yeah. Allie, he's got a lot of toys
sure
in there.
Is.
You can see his favorite toy, his CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got a CPAP and a bed rail.
That sounds very hot. Why do you have a bed rail, Pat?
I fell out of the bed due to sleep paralysis the other evening last Wednesday.
Oh.
I know.
Mike Mark of our staff gifted me a bed rail so that doesn't happen again.
You know what,
lovely.
Pat? If that's going to stop a woman from being with you, you didn't want her anyway. That's what I say.
No. You're exactly right.
Who doesn't want a nice, safe bed rail to keep them cozy?
It's a lot of action. We're rolling around. I don't want to hurt her. You know, both of us roll off. I fall into
our head rail's just a headboard on the side of the bed.
That's all it is, yeah.
Isn't that a Dylan song?
It is.
Of the bed. That went on way too long. Okay.
Lay on my old man bed. There you go.
Get your elbow off my hose. One more.
That's actually happened. Hey, never mind.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is constantly fantasizing about going to a sex club and watching me hook up with other men.
All right.
Should I be concerned that his fantasies involve farming me out to other people?
If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
And if he won't budge, get out.
Yep. Yeah.
If he keeps mentioning it, it doesn't sound like he wants to get off it. So,
yeah, exactly.
But same at the same time, if it's just a fantasy and then everything else is fine, I don't know. I think she could come around.
I have no fantasies that I saying, don't hope come true. You know what I mean? I've never been handed a fantasy in real life and gone, no thanks, I like this just to be in my head.
Are you saying you think he might be able to talk her into it?
No. I'm just saying as long as it stays a fantasy, I could go along with almost anything if it's a fantasy. Once it started seeming like it was going to change into... I'd be like, whoa.
What my fantasies are also my goals.
Okay.
So I don't know if everybody's like that.
All right. Knowing that might make a difference.
Is anybody else concerned with the use of the expression farming out? That's the one thing that sort of stuck with me.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Boy.
If you're not interested in this, tell them, and then you guys can go from there, whether you need to break up or not. But
Do is that a normal? Do you talk about fantasies while you're hooking up? Usually,
maybe later in the relationship, deeper in the relationship.
Okay,
I don't know what the kids talk about nowadays. Really,
a fireman outfit I'd like to
put on. It was my fantasy to take old Marie Eisenberg out for a chocolate phosphate.
Oh, my fantasy was to have her dog fashion.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.